The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
It is 7 minutes to 5 o'clock. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Great to speak to you again.
And you, my friend, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, she's getting tough, talking tough to energy companies.
Yeah, same concerns in this country as in yours, price of electricity and gas. And the bottom line is, she's had enough. There are six companies which pretty much control everything here. They dominate that whole sector. And Theresa May's argument is, it's in her manifesto now, she's saying that, you know, put me back in as Prime Minister on June the 8th, and I will take on these energy companies and I will cap prices. And it's interesting, you know, there was a report last year, £1.4 billion sterling, so kicking on for $3 billion Australian dollars, is wasted by households. They're basically being leached by these energy companies, spending far too much money on electricity and gas. And Theresa May has hit on a very popular theme here, and she's saying that, you know, back her as Prime Minister and she will cap price rises in electricity and gas in the youth sector.
And how's that being received so far, Ender? I'd imagine plenty of people would like that tough talk.
Yeah, I think it will go down well. You know, there's so many issues here. Housing is another one, obviously Brexit negotiations. Every day, political parties coming out with a new proposal, a new manifesto pledge. But, you know, she simply can't lose this election. That's most people's feeling. 21 points ahead in the polls. You know, it's got to take a major implosion for her not to become Prime Minister again.
Now, overnight, miraculously, an Irish beach has reappeared after more than 30 years.
It's a stunning story of nature, really, on the west coast of Ireland. Achill Island off County Mayo is a beautiful place. Obviously, the Atlantic Ocean is there. It's powerful. It's a wonderful part of our little island. In the 80s, there was a terrible storm, and the storm, the power of the ocean, washed away all of the sand and left just a bunch of rocks, really. And would you believe it, late high spring tide, guess what the Atlantic Ocean has just deposited on Dua Beach in Achill Island?
Sand.
Tens of thousands of tons of sand, exactly. And the beach is back. It looks even better than it did in the 80s, and locals can't believe it. So there's 2,600 people live on Achill Island, and they've now got a new beach.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be very, very popular for tourism and the like, so a big summer ahead. Ender, you might have to pack your togs and go for a holiday back to Ireland.
Yeah, do you know what? I have to say, if I was going to any beach, I'd go to Carrickfloe in County Wexford, which is where I'm from. That's right. I know you've got wonderful beaches in WA. I've been lucky enough to run on a few of them. We've got some lovely beaches in Ireland too. Problem is, we don't get your sunshine, Ollie.
All right, and just very, very quickly, mate, Chelsea, you're on one win away from the league title.
Yeah, they smashed it last night. Chelsea 3, Middlesbrough 0. Middlesbrough get relegated. Chelsea are 3 points away from becoming Premier League champions 2017. They've 3 games to do it. I would imagine they'll beat West Brom this weekend, and they are the kings of England.
All right, Ender, we will chat to you tomorrow. Thank you, mate. It is 4 minutes to 5.